Do you want to make your money make sense? Listen to Business Sense every Monday to Thursday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. and make sense of your money.
Now, artificial intelligence is no longer in the future. It has, in fact, arrived. For example, AI or artificial intelligence is the technology that powers Siri's voice requests. So if you've got an iPhone, you would know that little lady that's called Siri there. It has self-driving cars and can outsmart you in online games. You know, those people that stay up all night and play online games with the machine, you know, and that's what they do. Companies are investing in artificial intelligence to study your actions and most importantly to monetize those activities. Consider clients who shop at your store for things they'll need the following week but aren't aware of it. Computers can analyze buying habits and anticipate a customer's demand, then purchase the goods and services based on those needs. That is thanks to artificial intelligence. It was just a matter of time until artificial intelligence made its way into your payments and how you are paying. Of course, that's what we're talking about today. That is, how does AI and will it ever shape the way we pay? And we are joined on the line by Michael Gasser, coming all the way from Indal Robotics. They continue to become our friends on the show and we really appreciate it. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Muluya. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. And yourself?
I'm good, sir. Good. You're holding it down very well there.
Thank you so much.
I really appreciate you in the verse that you started up with.
Yes.
I resonate with it. I see you.
thank you so much for that, Rafael. I appreciate it. And how was your day?
My day was very productive. I cannot just articulate to thank God that I've been awarded as or recognized by international company called Microsoft as under the Founders Hub, which I'm really grateful to God. And thinking how I started, you know, and I think this is a beautiful platform to do testimonies about God. As you know, all of us, we have something that is in us, but whenever we are with Jesus, whether we are schooled or not, but when we are Jesus, we have a very good and safe friend.
Indeed. That's lovely. Congratulations, by the way. And upwards and onwards. That's certainly where we're going. And may the Lord continue to open the opportunities for you there, for you and the rest of the team that you work with. So congratulations. So we've been on this artificial intelligence conversation for some weeks now. It's interesting to see how it's affecting quite a lot of the things we never thought would be affected by artificial intelligence. But if one glances just a step back, as it were, you'd remember Siri and all these other so-called virtual assistants that we had in our phones and continue to have. So one realizes that this thing called artificial intelligence has been with us around. But for those of our listeners who might be joining us for the first time in this series, can you give us a snapshot explanation of what artificial intelligence is about?
All right. So artificial intelligence, it's nothing other than statistics. So it's a set of pre-trained data that is accumulated and trained in a certain format to give a certain output. So in a nutshell, maybe it's a large sum of data that is in a repository, and now the artificial intelligence is now narrowing that information down to the specific cause. So that's where the intelligent part is. So the data is in abundance, but now narrowing and navigating toward the data that works makes it more intelligent.
Oh, I see. Is that where now, I suppose, the issue of human intelligence, and we were speaking about this the other week as well, but where human intelligence was not harvesting the data that was already there?
Maybe I got lost when you're talking about data, where's That's where I didn't catch you.
Yeah, so I was saying that based on what you're saying, that there was already data, or there is data already, and the intelligence is just, I suppose, taking that data and forming some sort of habit analysis and all those sort of stuff. So I was just thinking to say maybe that's where, as humans, we didn't do a little bit of more harvesting of that data to intelligently look at habits, look at spending patterns and all that, and this is where AI has outpaced us, I suppose.
Let me just share something with you that I've once came across. So I used to work at the bank, one of the function or one of the use of it, particularly artificial intelligence that we've used at that time was, so we'd look at the spending pattern for client A, for example. So we'd say we have client A and client B. Client A and client B are of the same age. They are in the same, they are of the same area, meaning they're in the same segment. And based in client A has a credit card and client B doesn't have a credit card. Now, where we used to apply the artificial intelligence, it was when we say, how can we make client B to have the credit card as A? It was now then we'll look at this, as you've just mentioned, we'll look at this, the pattern and the spending of client A, and assumingly so that looking at that one, we can assume very well that client B can also we'll take the same product. So that's when it was used to generate leads, and AI was used to as a form of income.
Fantastic. I suppose with your experience in that field also makes you the right person to talk about this one. How is AI changing the payment industry?
All right. So in not very long, we have seen how the payment industry has been working. And I'm proud to say that when we're looking at the fintech space, we can see that a lot of South African companies like the Yoko, they are doing exceptionally well, where you can actually now, as you were saying earlier in your show, that you don't now need to have your card. There are many means which now you can retrieve payment. So that, and we'll see that growing even in the future, where the traditional banking systems, they wouldn't be there. And like the queue that we currently see at the, when it's month end at the shopping malls, those will be the things of the things of the past when it comes to the
So basically, without necessarily, I suppose, putting on the block, but we there's a step beyond paying with our phones these days. Is that where we're going?
There are many methods of payment. There's thousands of that. We are here in South Africa. We are exposed to a certain traditional means of payment, but in reality, and when it comes to technology, we've got diverse and which they are even way different, and in how the data is being consumed in between.
I see. Now, the banking sector or the banking industry there, how is this changing and impacting them?
Well, it's going to have a very... we have been seeing it, for example, in fraud detection. We have seen artificial intelligence playing a very huge and impeccable role when it comes to that space. And even going forward... as the intelligence advances, so it means the risk as well. It's gonna get the same attention. So it means now that artificial intelligence is gonna be playing a very huge role in things like cybersecurity and how the bank is also managing their ways, and especially in risk management and fraud detection. So AI will be impacting the banks with that regard.
I suppose the banking sector, you know, it's one of the things that they have to be at the forefront of and not be suppressed like the rest of us. I mean, they're dealing with our money. So it's very important that they should be at the forefront of such things and know what's happening there. So really interesting to think about that. 23 minutes after the hour, 7 p.m. And for those of you who've just joined us, welcome to Business Sense right here on Adventist World Radio. We are powered by SID Media and we're talking to Michael Gasser from Indalo Robotics. And we're looking at this thing of payment solutions and how artificial intelligence is continuing to shape and change how we do things. And one of those being, of course, the issue of payments. 30 years from now, Mr. Gasser, how are we paying for things?
Well, it's really difficult to predict the future.
Yeah.
But one of the ways that I've said that we're seeing a growth in innovation and new ways which we're doing the payment. And one of the major things that I see it happening or I could predict is in the future, we're going to be having a different banking system. It's not going to be like the centralized one.
Yeah.
We don't need to go to the branches anymore. We can transact using your phone or using your laptop and anywhere in the world. And I also see the bank utilizing AI in a space of personalized banking or tailored banking, which is also going to be very advantageous to human beings, because with AI, it's giving the benefit to everyone, actually, to analyze and get a better perspective of their business.
Would you say the other bank that's calling itself a behavioral bank, starting with the letter D, have advanced in that field?
Which one is it?
Discovery Bank. I mean, they don't have branches anywhere. You don't need a card. You know, they're preaching that, look, you can do these things without needing a card or a bank or some sort of ATM anywhere else in the world.
Yeah. You know, I was also impressed with how those guys are doing their banking.
Mm.
I mean, the last time I was also looking to open the bank the bank online, and to my surprise, everything was done online within 3 minutes.
Yeah,
I even got the bank notification to say, "Hey, this is the proof." So, I mean, those are the things that we need for the future, the convenience. You know, So. With the help of AI and technology, we want to see more of that as a benefit to the end users.
Now we're talking about money and people's money here, especially when it comes to payment. I don't think there's anyone who has any attachment more than they have attachments to their money. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. And I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, for people who are FMs, financial managers, accountants, these are people who are risk averse. So anything that's risky for them with money, they're just going to shy away from that. Are there any ethical or safety concerns around the payments or this future type of payment? What are some of the ethical considerations or, if you want, safety concerns we might just encounter or look out for?
I think one of the encounters or thing that I can just highlight is what you've said, inclusivity. In a sense that although technology or AI can be such a beautiful thing.
Mm.
However, we also need to take note of its limitation. Sorry. So each and everything has its own limitation and how far it can go. I've heard you saying earlier on you don't relate to load shedding, for example. And that was really funny that I was also working on load shedding. So as you can see, that as a developer, who's doing an application or a program against load shedding. Someone else doesn't know that.
Yeah.
So those are the things that inclusivity, you know. So those are the limitations that AI has. And I'm not sure if maybe I'm rather answering your question.
Yeah. Are these platforms for payments going, ensuring safety? So, I'm saying, I'm perhaps not paying with my card, which is has become now the conventional way, and I'm paying with some sort of scanning, whatever the case might be, because of these intelligences and all that. Are they safe?
Of course, they are safe. They are safe, especially when it comes to payment, as you have said. The banking institutions, they are working really hard to ensure that the banking systems are safe. And with these new types of payments, we just need to be open-minded about it. That as the technology advances, so as the security that is being applied to it to match its advancement.
I suppose cybersecurity becomes the next important conversation. So because I'm one of those, we need to be very careful around these things. But I do get, I suppose I'm risk averse, but I do get the sense behind the convenience they bring, making life easier. We get our card stolen from us, and you know, our money is being taken. And if AI can provide a much safer, protection for our money and all that, I do think that's going to be catalytic in a way that and perhaps would change the entire landscape in the payment system. Now, I'm also thinking about it from an economics point of view, that, you know, we've got a payment system in South Africa that regulates how payments are done. And we're not the only unique country, but across the world as well, there's laws and regulations around how payments are done. So that will lead then to my next question, to say, looking at this AI and what's happening there, is there some kind of regulatory scrutiny that you think is warranted for protection on these payment platforms?
As we mentioned earlier, that the more this thing goes, the risk that is associated to it are very relevant. So, it's just a balance, but it's very, very difficult to predict anything at this stage. We just need to remember to be anchored in Christ and know that we are here not by ourselves or by our own smartness, but God has a purpose. And even if we can see this intelligent AI rising, but if you are anchored with God and centered around Christ, we are safe. And there's nothing better than what Christ has promised us, because he told us that he'll give us even life after this one. I'm very excited also to be saying that Christ will prevail over our fears and this AI that we see dominating.
I do think maybe there is a reason for regulations around these things, because like any other thing, if it's not regulated, I suppose there could be scammers, there could be people who could abuse the system and all that. And we do need some sort of scrutiny there. 32 minutes after the hour, 7 p.m. Right here on Business Sense. We are on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media. Plus 2773-4703-520 is the number that you can use. And of course, on Facebook, it is AWRSID Media. And our Twitter handle is AWRSID_media. You can follow us as well on Instagram. And I'm looking at it as AWR_SID Media. We just moved the underscore there just to make it a little bit easier. And we're talking to Michael Kasa, founder at Indalo Robotics as well. The payment system continues to become a very important topic as the world evolves and changes, and we get to better and much easier ways of payment. But our monies become very, very important as they sit with us in our banks. While these platforms, Mr. Kasa, can be able to, suppose, look at behavior and how we, you know, doing payments and patterns and read all of that, but can it make investment decisions for us, or even banking decisions? In other words, before I even decide that, you know, I'm going to spend my money on this and that, can it just do all these payments for me without even me doing them?
Yeah, for sure, it can do the decision, but I guess the most work it's what is not visible by human eye.
Yeah,
it's what drives the behavior, as you said.
Mm.
So there's a lot of AI that is being used behind than what we can actually think, and sometimes we might even think that we are in control of our action, but also find that it's something that has been planned and orchestrated.
That makes sense, but I honestly think that, you know, making payments and banking can be quite administratively daunting and tiring, and can be very daunting and tiring. Every month you're sitting there, you're doing debit orders, paying. And if it can do this thing for me, and I just maybe talk to it, and it would know what to do, I would certainly think, because I can be sitting there and saying, please pay Paul, while I'm busy on my, you know, laptop or something else, or I could be attending another meeting, and then it asks me, okay, can I process this payment? So yes, please.
Yeah.
So it would be great for it to be able to do that. Maybe it would be stretching it a little bit too far for it to think for me in terms of what I think I should and shouldn't pay. But maybe if it can do that for me, it would be great.
Not at all, my brother. Actually, what you're talking about is something that is already existing.
Yeah, really?
I mean, you made a very nice narrative. These things are so advanced in such a way that now they can handle your entire call center. And it means now businesses can do 24/7 customer service.
Mm.
And the nice thing is these things, they are so detailed and good in natural language in such an extent that one would have to ask the robot that, are you a robot? And if really they never go to ask the robot in that instance, they wouldn't have even picked it up. That's how it's so good.
Yeah, I mean, there's a joke on that robot thing, and this is oversimplifying it, that a robot is asking you, are you a robot? Which is very, very strange, where you have to click on that spam thing that I'm not a robot. Someone's saying, this thing is a robot and it's asking me if I'm not a robot.
To verify that you're human.
Hey, Banna.
It's a common joke.
Exactly. It's amazing, these things, and how the world is moving there. But as we get to the end, thought about this one. Do you see a future where we can make payments using some kind of chip embedded in our bodies?
I have a different analogy to share with regards to that. Because now, I like the fact that even the Bible has predicted that in the last days, whoever has wisdom, let them calculate. Because in the last days, we'll never be able to buy or sell unless we have a ship. So I know that has always been a very fearful subject to talk about.
Yeah.
But in looking at it now, and it was from the standing point of where I am, I think a chip might be some sort of an idea. Because now we see a lot of people who are buying impulsively or without even putting a thought to it, you know. So that on its own, it's a revealing or fulfilling that scripture. So it might not be in a form of a chip that we're thinking about, but it might be the influences or the judging factor that is not visible that will make someone to be able to buy or sell without actually being there. So with AI, that is highly possible, as I said. As a business person, you can be sitting, not even be there, but with AI, you can do the business for you and everything and transacting on your behalf.
That's really interesting. I personally don't have issues with it from that angle as well.
You're benefiting from it.
Exactly. You know, I mean, I really don't want to worry myself about chips and stuff. they can follow, but if they can make life easier, hey, you know, it's one of those things. But I do think it's a fear that maybe we need to contextualize and qualify, especially as Adventists. You know, sometimes you might find that it's a fear that's not even based on something. But anyways, that's my thinking there while we are talking about this particular one. I do want to get your final thoughts on this AI and payment systems, but also how can people follow you and Indalo Robotics as well?
So thank you for that. We can be reached through our email, which is indalorobotics@outlook.com. Mm-hmm. It's indalorobotics@outlook.com. And we also goes by the name of Indalo Robotics in all social media.
Mm. Thank you so much, sir. Really appreciate it. And congratulations once more.
Thank you very much, Mr. Willoughby. Thank you very much again for also having us in Indalo Robotics to your show.
Appreciate it. All the best. That was Michael Gasa, all the way from Indalo Robotics, talking to us this evening about AI and the payment systems and how all of that will be affected. Look, if it can make life easier, why not?